one rule we had to always tell people is take profits and run, right? That was a big rule we taught, because human psychology will say, hey, it's going up, I don't want to get out. But here's the trick. When it goes down, people will say, well, I don't want to lose money. Maybe I'll wait for it to bounce back up and then I'll take money out.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today we have another episode of our segment Investing Shorts, and I'm very excited to introduce Chris Miles back to the show. Chris, thanks for coming back on.
Hey, it's so much fun to be back again.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, Chris has an amazing career in real estate. He was a former financial advisor and he calls himself the anti-financial advisor. And you should definitely go back and listen to his story because it's fascinating. So today I want to ask you, Chris, how does one become work optional by getting their money out of prison?
Yeah, the hard thing is you're always taught to accumulate money, right? That there's this accumulation theory out there that, you know, like whether it's the Dave Ramsey's of the world or any financial advisor, that they tell you that financial freedom happens when you accumulate a large nest egg and you're debt-free. That's pretty much what the advice always comes down to. Mm-hmm. The truth is that you and I talk to people that are in that situation and they're not free. They don't feel free. They feel trapped still. They're saying, so what if I'm debt-free, or so what if I have this, couple million or more in my mutual funds, if I can't retire, I feel like I can't stop working. And so what I do is I try to get people to, instead of focusing on accumulation, look at acceleration. How do we turn that net worth into cash flow or passive income? Because that's what's missing. Because none of those people ever address, how do we actually generate real income from this other than annuity, like something like that. So here's how you do it. There's really three areas I find with most of the clients I talk with where we find money locked up that's not being put to use. Area number one is just liquid savings, right? I mean, I don't blame them, because I had one guy was an attorney that had $900,000 sitting in savings because he just didn't know what to do with it. He was too afraid of the stock market, and rightfully so. And he was like, yeah, but I could do real estate. I have heard of it, but I don't know where to put it that I know I'll get my money back, because it's so different to me. It's so foreign, because everybody's telling me to invest in the stock market and mutual funds, but some of these few voices like ourselves are saying something different, right?
Yeah.
And so we said, great, that 900,000, can we get that working for you? Because do the math. I mean, and now we kept, about 300,000-400,000 that we're not touching. We're leaving that as liquid savings for him. But, and actually we're diversifying into life insurance and stuff too. But of the remaining $500,000, even if he only makes a 10% return, that's 50,000 a year of income that he's getting that he was not getting before. And he still has the money, right? It's not like we're eating into the money like mutual funds do, where they say, you got to pull out so much interest. We're not doing that.
Yeah.
So that's one is savings. Mm-hmm. Two is the stock market. So many people have things tied up and they just never think about it, because the financial advisors always say, don't touch that money. Forget it's even there. Set it and forget it, right? That's the common mantra you get. But the truth is that if you've got Roth IRA money and you're really, really young and you want to retire before you're 59 and a half, that Roth IRA or even the 401k or IRA might be the worst thing for you. It drives me nuts when people say, yeah, I'm max funding my 401k. Great. When can you get to it? When I'm 60. Okay. How old are you? 38. Okay. So you got to wait 22 years before you can touch this money. When do you want to retire? In 5 to 10 years? Okay. Like wrong place. Don't have that money there. Now, if it's there, it's stuck, right? but you can stop contributing to it. You can stop putting money towards those places. Or if you have Roth IRA, could you use that money and elsewhere and self-direct it? Even inside of an IRA, you can self-direct and invest in other places. Heck, you can even invest in places like oil. You can invest in actually franchises. I have one client that actually took their money from an IRA, invested it into a franchise, and you don't have to worry about taxes. Well, other than when you earn money, right? But not initially for the startup. So things like that. So so I said one was savings. Two is like the money in the market.
Just a question, quick question on the money on the market. Cause I mean, obviously I'm totally on board with you and, you know, want to invest in real estate more than stocks, but like in this day and age when the market is, you know, obviously like, I mean, obviously it's very volatile, but it's still like going up a lot. Mm-hmm. So what do you like today? What do you tell people who have their money in the market?
You should be more scared. Well, let's again, we like history, right? You look at the history of the market previous to this last cycle, we've now been the 13th up year in a row with 2021, right? 13th year going up in a row. That is, I hate to use this word, unprecedented, right? It's never happened in history. I went back to the 1800s. The record previous to this 13 year cycle was 6 years in the late 90s, right? 6 years up in a row.
What? Really?
And then Y2K hit and I was there. I was the guy that's financial advisor during that time. Market tanked like 40% over a couple of years. We're going 13 years in a row up. The more it goes up, the harder it falls, right? So I can't tell people legally and on the show, this is a disclaimer, we're not telling you to cash out money out of your stock market stuff, right? But it's not a bad thing to say, you know what? I was dang lucky. Like this is probably never going to happen again in my lifetime. Maybe it's time to take my profits and go somewhere else where it's not been driven up so hot and so high so fast. I mean, the companies right now, the valuations on the companies are more than double what they should be right now. The mm-hmm. stock market, if it were to come back in a balance of the actual company value, would actually have a tank. The stock market would tank about 50 to 60%, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. To get back into balance again. So just know that for every 2 years the market goes up, there's usually a 1 year it goes down.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Can you just break that down for our listeners who maybe aren't so familiar with that? You know, why they'd be worth 50 to 60%?
Yeah, because the valuation of the company is, you know, it's all based on returns, like their profits and whatnot, right? But because there's been so much money pumped in the market and there's a lot of like millennials put a lot of money in the market too, right? So there's the baby boomers and the millennials and the Generation X all throwing their money in. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of hype around tech stocks and everything else. It's driving the markets up a lot. Like, so the average for the last 13 years has been almost 15% a year.
Yeah.
The 30-year average, despite those 13 years, the 30-year average is more like normal. It's about 8.5% per year, the real average, not the average they tell you, that's different, but the real return is 8.5%. Mm-hmm. So think about it. If we've been about 14, 15% for the last 13 years, we got to go down to get back to being in balance again, right? So it's just the natural order. The stock market does go up over time, but not this hot. It's gone up way too hot, too far, too fast, and too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you find that that convinces people to maybe take their money out of the market?
Sometimes. Other times people are like, maybe I can just ride a little bit longer. But you got to be careful of that because I used to teach people how to trade stocks and options. One rule we had to always tell people is take profits and run, right? Mm-hmm. That was a big rule we taught because human psychology will say, hey, it's going up. I don't want to get out. But here's the trick. When it goes down, people will say, well, I don't want to lose money. Maybe I'll wait for it to bounce back up and then I'll take money out. And then they just ride it all the way down. And then when it gets down the low, then they might cash it out when it's about to bounce back up, right?
Yeah.
So they usually just ride it forever. And that's, again, you have no control over your money, your finances. That's why you can never have financial freedom in the stock market because you can't predict it. You don't know if you're going to have money tomorrow or not. So just know that that's a bad place to gamble. Very high risk with mediocre returns. 8.5% long-term returns, nothing to be impressed by.
Totally. Okay.
So that's the second place. Yeah. So first one's savings. Second's the stock market. Third is your home equity. You know, is your home equity paying you? I had somebody reach out to me. They said, you know I have home equity. I'm not sure where I could invest with that money, but I know theoretically it should work. And their whole goal was just to pay off their mortgage payment. And I said, well, your mortgage payment's $1,300 a month. All we need to do is make $1,300 a month. Oh, look, you've got $200,000 of equity. That would about get it to the point where the equity of your home could be invested to actually pay your mortgage payment for you, right?
Yeah.
So access to equity, I don't go over 80% of your home's value. So what you want to do is take the value of your home, you know, figure out what 80% of that value is and see what the difference between that value and your mortgage is. And that's the available money you have that you could possibly get in a home equity line of credit at really record low rates right now of like 3-4%, and you pay almost nothing. So I'll give an example, if you had $100,000 of equity in your home, that might cost you $300 a month, but you know, being able to use that money to say, hey, I can use that, invest that, and I make 12% a year or 1% a month. I'm now making $1,000 a month while paying $300. I make $700 a month with nothing, no money out of pocket, just using the equity that's sitting there dead in my house.
Yeah, totally. Really, really great overview, Chris, of how you can get your money out of prison. And so would you recommend the HELOC over a refinance, or what are your thoughts on that?
It depends on the situation. Sometimes I might have somebody do a refinance of their first, you know, especially if they're paying a high payment. Mm-hmm. I like my payment to be more than 200 times less than the actual balance, right? So say for example, it's say your mortgage balance is $200,000. I want that payment to be less than $1,000 a month, right? Mm-hmm. So we might refinance, we might not. But in general, if you already have a really low rate, you just refinanced or purchased recently, just look at HELOC. Very low closing costs compared to an actual refinance and a low payment because they're interest only payments. So look for a HELOC that's interest only, not principal and interest.
Right. Totally. Really great stuff. Well, thank you so much, Chris, for just an excellent overview of, you know, how to become work optional and get your money out of prison. Really appreciate it. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Yeah. You can visit our website, moneyripples.com, where you can follow our podcast on iTunes or YouTube, The Chris Miles Money Show.
Awesome. Thanks, Chris. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.